This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. In a phone call between Republican House leaders days after the attack on the U.S. Capitol last January, Colorado's Lauren Boebert came up as a possible danger because of her comments ahead of the insurrection. In audio released by the New York Times, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and others criticized members of their caucus.
Tension is too high. The country is too crazy. I do not want to look back and think we caused something or we missed something and someone got hurt.
On the same call, Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney suggested Boebert was a security risk, citing tweets that Boebert made about lawmakers' locations as the Capitol was evacuated. Along with COVID-19, Colorado doctors saw an increase in stress-related illness during the pandemic, maybe related to not letting families visit loved ones in the hospital with COVID. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Early in the pandemic, CU School of Medicine researchers surveyed 330 people who had a family member admitted to the ICU with COVID-19. They found nearly two-thirds of those restricted from visiting suffered from stress-related disorders 3 months after their family member was hospitalized. Dr. Timothy Amos says restrictions, seen as key to stop virus spread, may have inadvertently contributed to stress-related disorders like PTSD in family members.
It's obvious, right? This was going to be a problem, but to see how traumatic it really was. It was remarkable to all of us on this research team.
The study is published in JAMA Internal Medicine. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
U.S. wildlife officials have agreed to draw up a new habitat protection plan for the Canada lynx, which lives in Colorado. Environmental groups sued to ensure that areas of Colorado, Montana, and Wyoming were included in the new habitat areas. The Denver Nuggets are thinking about their survival. They need a win against Golden State to continue in the NBA playoffs. Denver is down 3-1 in a best-of-7 playoff series. A Nuggets win in California tonight would bring the series back to Denver on Friday. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.